Richard Wien, Steven Eisenbeis, and Ben Maiasato had the most votes between Sitka's two precincts. Wien led the group with 1,361 votes. The career surgeon is a political newcomer who quoted the Cub Scouts in saying he'd do his duty to God and country and thanked the community for upholding his candidacy.
Sitka is an amazing town, beyond amazing, and the support and the friendship that I've received over this time period has just been humbling and overwhelming.
As a former employee, Wien has been a vocal presence stirring persons to be heard as the assembly has discussed the future of Sitka Community Hospital.
The hospital has suffered damage over this incredibly long period of time of trying to figure out a path, and I think what has to happen now is we need to go full steam ahead.
Meaning that a financial solution is found to keep the hospital stable far into the future. He says it's his number one priority once he's sworn in on October 10th. The second person to generate the most votes has been working on the hospital issue for some time as a liaison to the Sitka Community Hospital Board. That's Steven Eisenbeis. He earned 1,030 votes, which he interprets as a sign from Sitkins to continue holding the seat.
It's well molded to me now, so I don't need to make a new seating groove. It's back to work and handling business as usual.
Business as usual, with a sharpened focus on establishing affordable properties for rent. Eisenbeis, who was first elected in 2014, also wants to assure the success of the city's new administrator, Keith Brady.
He needs to be brought into our culture here and the way we do things, and I'm looking forward to continue to work with him on that.
Alongside Wien and Eisenbeis will likely be the familiar voice of Ben Maiasato, who captured 845 votes over Sheila Finkenbinder's 773. That makes him the unofficial winner for that third seat, though 258 absentee votes must still be counted on Friday. Should Maiasato prove to be the winner, his term would last for 1 year, which suits this seasoned official. He served on the assembly from 2013 to 2016 and knows the hard work that follows this moment of victory.
I know what goes into serving on that assembly. It is time-consuming. You don't get a lot of praise.
But he does get to serve the community, and that's what Maiasato is all about. He's already encouraged newcomers to consider running for next year, in the hope that the assembly will see a female representative at the table.
The demographics that we have on that assembly does not match what we have here in our population. We need to have some women on this assembly.
Along with Finkenbinder, Jamie Ackley, Sonia Smith, and registered write-in candidate Kitty Sopo entered the race, but it looks like the assembly will have all male representation this year. This fact was not lost on Sopo.
I am kind of surprised that Sheila didn't get it. Out of all us women, like, even she was not electable? I was like, dang. Out of all of us, I thought for sure she would get on.
Finkenbinder brought a lot of political experience to her platform. She's a former legislative aide, former candidate for state office, and current chair of the District 35 Republican Party. As for Ackley, she received 430 votes and ran with an interest in making Sitka more affordable for young families. Smith received 263 votes, with a focus on Alaska Native rights. Like Wien, she was a vocal opponent of any merger between Search and Sitka Community Hospital and entered the race in part to have a hand in how Sitka manages healthcare. As a write-in candidate, city staff had to count Sopo's votes by hand and discarded those where voters wrote just Kitty or Sopo on the ballot. The unofficial count for her was 339 votes, of which she was quite proud.
There were a lot of actual Kitty Sopo votes. So cool. It was like almost as many friends I have on Facebook came out and voted for me tonight.
If the evening was one of surprises for the assembly race, the outcome for the Sitka School Board was predicted from the start. Voters solidly endorsed the unopposed candidates Elias Erickson and Dione Brady Howard. Both were one-year incumbents. Brady Howard, a social studies teacher at Mount Edgecombe High School, was appointed last year to fill a vacant seat. And Erickson was the student body representative. Now, to serve a full-year term, the 18-year-old senior is the youngest elected official in Sitka in recent memory. Reporting in Sitka with help from Robert Woolsey, I'm Emily Kwong.